Magic 95.1.
Coming up on Saturday, a great event. It is the Relay for Life Festival of Hope in Williamson County, but it also kind of covers some of the surrounding counties as well. And I'm very, very happy to have a couple of great guests in studio this morning. Yvonne is in studio. Yvonne, you have been involved with Relay for Life for how long?
I'm thinking close to 8 years, probably.
Oh, that's
wonderful. I had colon cancer.
My goodness.
And so this is what I do to promote Relay for Life.
Absolutely. Now, I've been involved with Relay in the past, and I'm very excited to maybe get back involved with it since I've been back
Love
in Southern
to have
Illinois.
You, April.
But this is a full night. Now, first thing I want to mention, Relay's coming up on Saturday.
Yes.
It's at the Pavilion, correct?
Air conditioned.
Yeah. We're going to need that this weekend, so that's going to be a good time. So glad to hear that. We're inside for this. And if someone really would like to participate, but maybe they're not signed up yet, can they still donate or do anything?
Yes, anybody can come out to either participate or just sit and relax and enjoy. And if they there's food there, there's items for sale, there'll be games to watch, you know, and if you want to participate. We have a luminaria service. They can buy a luminaria bag for a loved one, either in memory or in honor of someone that is going through the journey that now. And that will be close to 9 o'clock, and that's an awesome service to be a part of.
If you've never seen the luminaria ceremony, it's something that you should go and witness. It is beautiful.
And the time is from 5 to 9.
And Survivor's Lap starts it off, is that right?
Yes,
about
5
o'clock? Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And there's a lot of fun stuff going on for the family, too. So maybe you were thinking, oh, I'm going to be at the lake this weekend. Might just take the family over to the pavilion and do something indoors.
It's family oriented, yes. And Jonathan Lynn will be performing for us, and there's other entertainment. So it's going to be a fun evening.
It sounds great. It's always a good time. RelayForLife.org. Is there anywhere else you would send them for more info? You guys have an event page on Facebook, I believe. And I know you've brought a very special guest in studio as well. Randy Risley is in studio. Randy, how are you involved with Relay?
Well, I've been involved for about as long as Yvonne. Our high school does Coaches versus Cancer, and we got started with that program, and that leads into Relay as well. So we have a team for Relay, and we have the same folks for Coaches versus Cancer.
Oh, that's wonderful. Of course, I've heard of that too, so that's a great thing.
It's a wonderful program, and it's been such a wonderful experience for our community, and it's very rewarding to know that you've put some effort into solving or trying to solve something that has such an impact, not just on our local community at Ziegler-Royalton, but on this entire end of the state.
It seems that you can't really run into anyone that hasn't been affected by cancer in their family, someone they know, someone they love, or even themselves. So, I mean, you can't find anyone. It's just a sad state of affairs. I have that very much in my family as well. As a matter of fact, my sister's battling as we speak. She's in chemo treatment today, as a matter of fact. So, you know, it's something that's very personal to me as well, and I know everyone in this building. So,
and you can register her for being a survivor and send her the purple t-shirt that says Survivor on the back.
I would love to do that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do that right now. Can I do that at the website, or can I do that at the event?
At the event.
All right. Well, yes. I'm going to make sure to do that. Get out there this weekend. It's going to be over at the Pavilion in Marion starting at 5 o'clock on Saturday.
We encourage everyone to come out. It's going to be a wonderful event, and climate will be really good for
us. That's good. That's going to be good. We got that excessive heat warning. So this is, you know, if you're going to be changing your plans from outdoor to indoor, this is a great way to do it and give a little bit back. So,
and what we do this Saturday, that's going to come back and help the people in our area.
Wonderful.
With patient services, and of course, the research just helps all of us.